words of the Lord this day can be found in Mark
8,
the 8th verse. Mark 8, verse 8.
Mariko chapter 8, verse 8.
So they did eat,
ndipo anadya,
and were filled,
nakuta,
and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets.
Ndipo anatola makombo malichero asanu ndi awiri.
As Jesus was upon the earth,
pamene Yesu Kristo anabazikona napansi,
sent by his Father,
iye anatumidwa ndi Tate kuchokera kumwamba.
He journeyed from place to place.
Ndipo padziko lapansi patumikiwaga anayenda madera osiyana siyana.
This was his mission.
Iye tunali ntchito imene anayenda kuchita padziko lapansi.
His Father had sent him to this earth.
Tate kumwamba anamtumiza padziko lapansi Yesu
to die for the sins of people. To make the dead alive. To open the eyes of the blind. To give his life for our death. So that we may live. Jesus Christ came to this earth.
Yesu Kristo anadza pa dziko lapansi.
He was what we've heard before, born of a virgin Mary.
Tamvakala kunza kuti kuzisa kuti anabadwa ndi mwa Maria na Mwaliyo.
And we know,
ndipo tikudziwa,
he was born of the virgin Mary.
Kuti Yesu Kristo anabadwa mwa Maria na Mwaliyo.
To prove,
kufuna kutionetsera kuti,
that he was flesh.
Kuti iyeyo adza pa dziko lapansi ngati munthu inu ndi ine mwa umunthu.
So he was not an angel.
So Yesu pa dziko lapansi moyo wake sali ngati ngelo ayi.
That had wings.
Amene anali ngati mangelo kukhala mapiko.
Nor was he a spirit.
Kapena kuti Yesu anali ngati nzimu.
That moved around.
Kuti akamayenda amayenda ngati nzimu.
Nor did he have special clothes on.
Kapena kuti anavala zovala zapaderadera.
No robes.
Kapena kuti mwinji wapaderadera.
No crown.
Kapena kuti kuvala chipewa kapena kuti kolona mutu waulemerero.
He didn't have bodyguards.
Iyeyo analibe mabodyguard pomaenda ngati bendi kuonera anthu enawa.
He didn't even have a driver to drive him around.
Maso analibe galimoto kapena driver kuti azimuendesa pabwa iye ali galimoto ayi.
Nor a motorbike to get there.
Kapena kuti ngati mene takulira ife panyinjinga ya moto kwezi panyinga ya moto ayi.
You know why?
Chifukwa chachiyani?
Because he would be man.
Chifukwa iyeyo anayenera kukhala munthu.
Like you and me.
Anayenera kukhala munthu monga mene muli ndi inuyo ndi ineyo.
And he would show
ndipo amafuna kuti azionetsere
that he would humble himself
kuti iyeyo adzichepetse yekha
under us
pakati pathu
while being king.
Koma iyeyo nthawi yomweyo ndi mfumu wa mafumu.
Isn't this deep? And isn't this astounding?
Kodi ichi siyodabwitsa? Kodi sichikondi chozama?
That Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
kuti Yesu mwana Mulungu wa moyo,
who is equal with God,
amene swali Mulungu amene,
who is one in the Trinity,
komanso ali mmodzi mwa utatu woyera,
would come to this earth,
kuti abwere pa dziko lapansi,
take the form,
kukhala ngati,
of you and me,
inu ndi ine,
and humble himself,
kudzichepesanso yekha,
under us,
komanso kukhala ngati munthu wotsika mmene ife tilili.
Why?
Chifukwa chachiyani?
Because he would pay the ultimate price.
Kwa Yesu amafuna kuti apereke dipo imene anayenera kupereka kuti ife tikaomboledwe.
The price that we should pay.
Dipo limene ife tinayenera kupereka
in our flesh.
Muthupi lathu la uchimoli.
To die forever.
Kuti ife tikakhala kukanidwa komanso tikafe chilango koma iyeyo chilango chimene chitangwira iye.
And pay eternally.
Ndipo iye adapereka dipoli kwa nthawi zonse kamodzi.
By being removed from God.
Chifukwa nthawi imeneyi pakufa Yesu anachotsedwa pamaso pa Mulungu.
No longer having God means one thing. Hellfire. Anger. For before we go further, we need to know something. Today, His salvation is declared. We're going to see in Scripture today how. But do you know why salvation is declared? Do you know why the preaching of the word comes out today? Because he would not have anyone to go lost. Because he has compassion. Compassion on us. Yes, he has compassion on this village. He has compassion upon his throne. And at this very moment, he looks to this building. And if there's praying hearts, he sends forth his spirit to give bread and to feed. This very moment, his eyes look upon this village and he beholds the wickedness, the evil, the selfishness, the hard hearts, the terrible thoughts. He sees the secret deeds that already happened this morning right in this village. For his eyes search this village before we came to see if there's anyone who is hungry or are you satisfied? Do you have enough? You have some fish that we catch in the water here. We'll take care of some sima for today. We'll be okay. Now, that's temporary. And if you have food for today, that's the blessing of the Lord. But we brought with us today a different food. Today we brought 7 loaves and a few fishes. We brought that here today not to satisfy earthly hunger. But if there is any here today that is hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because you're convicted in your heart that although you are blessed on earth, eternity is coming. Eternity is approaching.
And
eternity is approaching quickly. Eternity. To enter therein. Which way will it be? Eternally lost or eternally saved. With God forever. In paradise. In heaven. Or the other way. Where God would have to curse us forever. And speak with his authoritative voice. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, into eternal hellfire. If that took place today, if you stand before the God today, if today is your last day on earth, what will you answer? When you stand before Him, maybe tonight, what will you say? Do you know Him? Do you know Him personally? Do you know Him better than anyone else? Is He your friend? Is He your Savior? Is He your Master? Yeah, is He our Bridegroom? That answer, the answer to that question must be answered today. Between you and Him. Not to me. He asks this question. And if we must answer, I know Him not. If we must answer, how do I know Him? Then listen. The multitude that came together here was exceeding great, having nothing to eat. See, for multitudes flocked together to listen to Him speak. And also multitudes flocked to Him to see His miracle. And as they came together, Christ, He has compassion on them. Like He has compassion today. For He sees the multitude, and in His spirit He sighs. He says unto them, the disciples, there is multitudes, flocks, villages, and there's no shepherd. There's no one to lead them. There's no one to tell them the truth. And He has compassion. And so He says unto His disciples, I will not send them away. Take notice, they've been with Him for 3 days. Just imagine that you are here 3 days. Imagine that for 3 days long. We were under the preaching of the Lord. This multitude were so convicted that they were there for 3 days. And they listened to the voice of the Lord Jesus as he had compassion on them. What would he have all told them? What do you think? Do you think that the Lord Jesus spoke to them about the latest trends in the world? Do you think that the Lord Jesus taught them how to make money? Do you think the Lord Jesus taught them how to get a trade? Do you think that he was there to learn the culture? To change tradition? What do you think the Lord Jesus was there for? He was there testifying of himself and preaching the misery of man 3 days long. He talked about a kingdom. The kingdom to come. He told the people that they were sinners. He told the people that they must repent. He taught the people that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were false leaders. He brought conviction in their heart. He told them about our sinful hearts. He told them about the darkness in the world. And he told them that he was the Son of God. He taught them that the Father sent him to pay for the sins of the people. He was teaching them through the law and the prophets. He likely told them about Noah, about Abraham, about all of the prophets that came. He probably told them and taught them about
David,
quoting the Psalms that David wrote. Then he went to convince them that all of the law and the prophets were up to him. That they all testified of him. And now the Messiah is here. Maybe someone says today, you can tell us in 5 minutes. Maybe someone says today, does it really take 3 days? It took 3 days. And that was just the beginning. For they had much more to learn. You know why? We're going to read it a little bit further. But seven bread.
Koma tawerenga kunena kuti ma mitanda kapena kuti mikate nalipo isanundiwi 7.
And a few fishes.
Koma so tinsomba towerengeka.
It has a meaning.
Zimene zitu pakati pathu zili mtandhauzo.
For we read
chifukwa tikawerenga
that he thanked God for the bread.
Kuti akuti anayamika tate ndi mkate uja kapena kuti mitanda ija.
And he blessed the fish. I
want
to read it to you for a moment. In
verse 6,
he said, he took the seven loaves and gave thanks. In verse 7, and they had a few small fishes. And he blessed. He thanked by prayer for the bread. And he blessed the fish. Now remember, 3 days. Being taught for 3 full days. And then, a wonder takes place. Before we go there, we need to go back to that question. We would maybe think, tell them about himself. The people believe it. They can all go home. They can make sima and live the rest of their life. See, this is the grave mistake we make. Because if we, as we sit here, or stand, and the complete village, without the Holy Spirit, and without conviction, will not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And that he forgives sins. And that he's the giver of life. For most of us may not even know why he came. And that's why we preach the gospel. Do you know why we know that most of us don't know this? Because we see that the majority would not want to be here for 3 days. And some of you prefer to leave right now. Because it's a little bit boring. See, because we can see that. We take notice. A lot of yawning. A lot of distraction. People in and out. What does that tell us? That tells us that our heart is not right. See, these people sat for 3 days. Their stomach was empty. But their heart was being filled. May that happen today. The stomach was saying, let me food. But the spirit was saying, no, I cannot leave the teaching of this man. I can't leave the teaching of the gospel. Because what this man is saying, he's talking about life eternal. He's talking about bread that we eat and never He's talking about
bread
that we drink. Never
thirsty.
But many of us here are satisfied with the well. That we can get drink each day. But are you satisfied with living water? Are you satisfied with living bread? Is your heart and spirit hungering today for the bread of life? After 3 days, he said unto the disciples, give them to eat. He asked his disciples to feed them. Now consider this. Not too long before this, he did the same miracle. He fed. In two chapters before this, 5,000. And now there's 4,000. The disciples are bewildered. They're asking why, how it is that the Lord Jesus would expect them to feed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread. Now I have to say something. Today we have fairly big loaves of bread. Back then, their loaves were only 1/3 of our loaves. So their loaves of bread were only about this big. 7 of those. And a few fishes. The disciples, they say, how can we feed
4,000?
The children, you must be completely confused. How would the Lord Jesus have fed 4,000 people with 7 little pieces of bread? How is that possible? And can the Lord Jesus today, in 2021,
2,000
years later, can he give this village? There's maybe 4,000 people in this village. Can he give from 7 little breads? Feed the whole village. If there was a man at the beginning of your village and he had 7 little fishes or 7 little breads, and he had a few fishes, and it ran around in the village, he's going to feed everyone. And when you're done, you'll be satisfied. Your hunger will be satisfied. After 3 days. Now, would you suppose that the whole village would come? I think so. I think everyone would be there. Because a miracle has happened. And you're being fed. And you're being fed. I think everyone would be standing around. Even on their tippy toes. Trying to look. And I don't think anyone would remain in the village. And yet, he is here today with 7 loaves of bread. Ready to give them out. Now pay attention. If you want to see the miracle today, you must listen. Listen carefully. And you will hear of the miracle. And you may even see it. Now the disciples, they didn't believe it. They did not know how it would be possible to give 4,000 from 7
loaves.
The disciples were leaders, followers. So we have to ask the leaders here today, each one of us, would that be our response? We have to ask the Lord Jesus today, Lord Jesus, how are you going to feed these
all?
Or do we as leaders, deacons or elders, whoever we may be, would we be the first ones to walk away? See, so we have to search our hearts today. Are we giving the village the living bread? Not only the people who gather here today, but are you handing it out in the villages? How do we hand it out in the villages? The offer of free and sovereign grace goes out to all. And fathers, teaching elders, preachers, as we see one walk through the village, and they are drunk, or in despair, do we go up to them? Are we ready to put our arm around them? And are we ready to say, fellow traveler to eternity, Jesus Christ is life. And he calls us to you. If we don't, then it will be required from
us.
The disciples, they were unbelieving. They did not believe it. And neither do we. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot present to you the living bread. Neither can we teach the way of eternal life without the Holy Spirit. And the disciples needed to learn that. And we need to learn that. But Jesus Christ,
Yesu Christu aba,
would work a miracle.
Afuna kuti apange choziswa.
Now, Jesus Christ had preached for 3 days.
Yesu Christu aba analike kwa masiku atatu.
His disciples had heard him preach as well. Why did Jesus Christ desire that the disciples give them to eat? Jesus Christ gave them conviction. He told them who he was. That he was the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, the Savior. But the disciples would have to feed them. He's done everything so far. But the disciples
would have to feed them.
See, because Jesus Christ would teach not only the disciples, but also the people, that the bread which he was speaking about is speaking of himself. And he would do that through a miracle. I want to say it again so we can understand. Jesus Christ told the people in 3 days who they were. That they were lost. That they were sinners. That they were traveling to eternal damnation. He also told them about how the law and the prophets testified of our sin or sinful nature, but also of a way of redemption. So what he was teaching them was that the bread of life was him. But before we can receive the bread of life, the bread of life must be broken into pieces. He spoke about himself being broken and on the cross. He spoke about him dying on the cross for the sins of the people. And he would be broken. He would die. And now, he will prove everything what he said in a literal sense. And a wonder would happen. So not only did he teach, but he also showed them with a miracle. And not even the disciples saw it. Not even the disciples understood what he was speaking about. But he would teach them
koma chipunzo chake
even through the miracle.
Amafuna kuti aprincess wakhale kupiyolera muzoziziwitsa.
This God is so patient.
Mulungu uyu ndi mulungu odekha koma osapsa mtima msanga.
So long suffering.
Uyu ndi mulungu opirira osapsa mtima msanga.
He should have we would think he should have just walked away.
Mwina tikuzogeza kuti anthu achiposa sakukhulupirira anakathawa Yesu kungochoka pakati pawo.
Nobody believed him.
Chifukwa palibe anakhulupirira ngakhale ophunzira amene.
Not even the disciples.
Ngakhale ophunzira amene.
And today,
ndipo pakati pathu lero,
will our unbelief
ife kusakhulupirira kwathu
push Christ out?
Kodi kumuchotsa Yesu kapena kuti kumuta Yesu pambali, kumuchotsa Yesu pakati pathu?
And even if our unbelief
kakoma ngakhale kusakhulupirira kwa inu ndine,
we try to push Christ out,
kuti kuyesere kumuchotsa Yesu pakati pathu,
yet Christ would stand by.
Koma Yesu adzakhalabe, adzayima chifukwa ndiwopirira.
And yet he would call out.
Oi ndipo iye dzawa adzatirana ife.
Come unto me.
Mubwere kwa ine, dzani kwa ine.
Why would you die?
Chifukwa chachani mungodziononga mukufanoka.
Why will you go lost?
Chifukwa chachani mukutayika.
He has them to all sit down.
Yesu ali pakati pathu.
And he shall show his disciples.
Ndipo akuoneza zoona ophunzira ake.
And the people.
Ndipo anthu amba.
That what he spoke about.
Kuti zimene akufuna kuoneza kuti zimene ndimalankhula zija.
He would show before their eyes.
Muzione zoona pambambanda.
And he took
ndiye Yesu anatenga
the bread
anatenga mkate uja
and he gave thanks.
Ndipo anayamika.
Why did he give thanks?
Kwaya chani Yesu anatenga mkate kuyamika.
He gave thanks to his father.
Yesu anatenga mkate kuyamika tate
for the bread.
Chifukwa cha mkate uja
like
meneso
as today
menezililero
we give thanks
kuti ife timathokoza Mulungu.
It's right in our heart.
Ndikuyoka mutima mwathu.
To the Father.
Kuthokoza Tate.
For the bread of life.
Chifukwa chankate wa moyo umene uli pakati pathu andipatsa ife.
For Jesus.
Chifukwa cha Yesu Khristu mwana wakobadwa yekha pinali ngati mkate wa moyo pakati pathu.
Who was broken and gave
life. Amene adawonongedwa kapena moyo wake ulonongedwa kuti ife inu ndine kakhale ndi moyo.
He began to break the pieces.
Yesu anayamba kunyema mkate uja.
And gave to his disciples.
Ndipo anapeleka kwa ophunzira ake.
To set before them.
Kuti awapatse anthu ajadye.
And as he broke the bread.
Ndipo amene Yesu amanyema mkate uja.
The loaves. The seven loaves.
Akuti mitatha 7 ija.
They took them.
Anaitenga.
And gave them to the people.
Kuwapatsa anthu tsopano.
He broke all 7 loaves.
Anatenga mikate 7 ija kuinyema kupatsa ophunzira ake, ophunzira aja kupatsa anthu.
And the people ate.
Ndipo anthu anadya.
And they ate what they desired to fill them.
Ndiye kudya kwawo kufuna kuti ndikhute ndikhute.
And everyone was satisfied.
Ndipo yese wa iwo anakhuta ndithu.
4,000 people.
Anthu okwanira 4,000.
The bread that he broke.
Mkate umene Yesu Khristu ananyema uja
was a picture
zikutionetsera ife
of his broken body
kuti iyeyo amanyema mkate imene ili thupi lake limene lidzaphedwe chifukwa chanu ndi ine.
The number 7
ndipo nambala 7
being 7 loaves
imene ili mikate 7
is the number
ndi nambala
of fullness
ndi nambala yoyendendende kapena ku nambala yokwana yokwanira.
Think of 7 days.
Taganizani za masiku 7.
And the Lord was finished.
Ndipo chito ya Ambuye idachitika idatha.
With creating this earth.
Yes, Mulungu analenga dziko lapansi nakumwamba kwa masiku 7. Namba ya ndendede.
He rested on the 7th day.
Komanso adapuma tsiku la kisanu ndi chiwiri, namba 7.
And then day 1 started again.
Ndipo pamene iso tsiku lina sulima yamba la sabata lo tsiku loyamba la sabata.
7 loaves.
Ma bread is mikate 7. Mikapena mitanda 7.
Means 4.
Zikutanthauza kukwanira kwa ndendende.
Means enough.
Kuti zakwanira.
All 7 were broken.
Koma mikate yose 7 ija ndithu adayinyema.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Khristu.
Was completely broken.
Iyeyo anaphwanyidwa ndithu.
He was hung on the cross.
Ndipo iye anayikidwa pa anakhomedwa pa mtanda.
And he was broken.
Ndipo iye adawonongedwa.
In every which way.
Ndipo mnjene yose adawonongedwa mnjene yose chifukwa cha zochimwa zathu.
He became broke.
Iye yo pamene anadza kuphwanyidwa
to death.
Anaphwanyidwa ndi imfa.
for sinners. In the other parable, sorry, not parable, but this was a miracle. There was only five loaves. And two fishes. But now there's
seven.
See, for this bread that they ate, which is showing eating his broken body. See, before, what did Christ say? When he was challenged, he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And many laughed.
And
many mocked him. But what Christ meant there was a deeper meaning. Do you know what that is? Unless you eat my flesh, that means unless you take part in being broken, what does that mean? See, for when Christ was broke, when he was torn apart, we know that his body suffered. But what suffered yet greater? He suffered greater in his spirit. What took place when he was dragged to the cross? He was hit and spit upon. He was humbled to the earth. What does he mean by being broken? Unless you and I are humbled and brought low like him, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. See, if we do not eat with him, partake in his sufferings, we shall not enter the kingdom of God. For our natural pride does not want to suffer. But our pride must be broken. Our high-mindedness, our selfishness, and we mean to be like him. He suffered under the curse. Are you suffering under his curse? See, for if we believe in Jesus Christ and receive his grace, what takes place? Our body begins to suffer. Yet even to death. Stephen was stoned to death. That's called eating of his flesh. And drinking his blood. See, for Jesus Christ was teaching here that when we eat this bread, in a literal way, and are satisfied with this bread, that if we eat his flesh, there's a satisfaction. See, this is a mystery. How can Stephen stand and being stoned?
Amene anakhala mpakana kuphedwa.
And how can murders throughout the whole time?
Ndipo kuona kuti miyala ya mbiri damugenda iye damfikira iye.
Be slaughtered.
Iye yompakana kuphedwa.
And yet it's a triumph.
Koma iye yonakhala kupambana.
How can they be stoned and hung?
Kodi angati khale bwanji kugendedwa kubaso mpana kubajidwa pa ntanda.
Praising God.
Iye akupereka ulemendo ndikuyamika Mulungu.
Giving God the glory.
Kupereka ulemu kwa Mulungu.
Can you do that?
Mungathe inu mukusautsidwa koma mukupereka ulemu kwa Mulungu kupasa matamando.
Can that be said of anyone of us here today?
Pakati pathu angati opanga zimenezi munthu akungenda kuphedwa koma yakuyamika Mulungu.
That we are willing to die.
Kapena kuti ife tiyokonzeka ngakhale kuphedwa kumene.
For the cause of Christ.
Chifukwa cha Yesu Khristu.
See, Christ said here.
Yesu akuti chani pakati pathu.
With the satisfaction that they had with the bread.
Inuyo ngati mwakhutitsidwa ni mkate uwu.
So if you eat my flesh.
Kubaso chimodzi Yesu kwa chathupi langa.
You will be satisfied.
Inuyo mudzakhutitsidwa.
And you'll hunger no more.
Makamaka sumudzakhaso ni njala iyayi.
If you drink the water that I have.
Ndipo mukamwa madzi amene ndikupatsani ine.
You'll never be thirsty again.
Simudzamvaso ludzu.
And you know what?
Mukudziwa chifukwa chake.
The Lord not only taught this.
Yesu sudi angwaphunzisa izo chabei.
But he also showed in a miraculous way.
Omanso agwapa saizizo nchozizwa china.
The disciples didn't see it.
Aophunzira isara chionei.
They didn't believe it.
Sora kuvirire.
They thought it would be impossible.
Mwina mana kuti zosatheka.
But with us.
Koma ndife.
It's impossible.
Indijo satheka ndithu.
But with God it's possible.
Koma nzoti zosatheka ni munthu zopatheka ndi Ambuye.
Now a question.
Funso pakati pathu.
Have you eaten this bread?
Kodi mwajankate wa moyo.
We said today.
Leo ranena kuti.
We would display the bread today.
Tufuna kuti lero tibeke mkate wa moyo pakati pathu.
Because the bread is being broken today.
Tifuna pakati pathu mkate lolo kunyemedwa kupatsidwa kwa inu.
There's baskets full.
Ndipo malichero onse ndodzaza ndi mkate.
Are we eating of this bread?
Kodi ife tikudya mkate wake?
And are we being satisfied?
Kodi tikukhutitsidwa nawo.
The preaching of this Christ.
Ndima wamina kulandidwa pakati pathu.
For we present today.
Chifukwa lero pakati pathu tikupereka mkate wa moyo.
A broken Christ.
Mkate ukhwanyidwa kuti ife tikadye.
A Christ who gave his life.
Yesu akupereka moyo wake.
And broke his life.
Ndipo akuwononganso moyo wake.
So you may be full.
Kuti inuyo mukakhutitsidwe.
And satisfied.
Ndipo mukakhala kukhutitsidwa.
Do you believe it?
Kodi mukhulupirira?
Do you eat from it?
Kodi mukudya mkate wa moyo?
You eat enough the bread of life.
Kodi mukudya ko mkate opatsa moyo?
And is your soul satisfied?
Ndipo mitima yanu kodi ndiyo kutira?
Of the love of Christ?
Ndi chikondi cha Yesu Khristu.
Do you have to say?
Mwina mungalene pakati pano.
Even while we're preaching today.
Kuti ngakhale pa mkati mwa ulali kuwa lero.
I hear the voice of my beloved.
Ndikumva mawu a Mulungu akundilankhula ine.
And I'm well satisfied.
Ndipo ine ndakhutira ndi mawu a Mulungu.
My heart is full.
Ndipo mtima wanga wakhutira.
My soul is safe.
Ndipo moyo wanga watetezeka.
You have to say today.
Mwina ngati pakati pathu inali lero.
I'm hungry.
Ine ndi njala.
And I've never tasted of this
bread. Ndipo sinaweko mkati wa moyo.
And I've never seen the
wonder. Naone so mkati wa moyo.
He's presented today.
Ndelero mkati pakati pathu waberekedwa.
Because Jesus Christ.
Kwa Yesu Khristu.
As he was broken on the cross.
Pamene anaphwanyidwa moyo wake unonongedwa.
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mugarden ya Gethsemane.
He cried out.
Adalira ndito adakuwa mawu okuwa.
Being in great agony.
Ndipo adalira adazidwa kwambiri ndi chisoni.
Great drops of blood.
Akuti mwazi wake udakhetsedwa munda wake sipano wa mwazi thukuta lake linakhesa pansi nakapansi.
Fell to the earth.
Ndipo pamene thukuta linagwa pansi.
Because his agony.
Chifukwa anasenza zolemetsa za dziko lapansi.
Was so severe.
Chifukwa zolemetsa za dziko lapansi zochuluka kwambiri.
You know why his agony was so severe?
Chifukwa chani Yesu anasotsidwa munda wake Gethsemane.
Because of my sins.
Chifukwa cha machimo anga.
Because of my sin.
Chifukwa cha machimo anga.
Yours too.
Chifukwa kodi so machimo anu.
Your sins too.
Kodi kwa machimo anu so kodi.
Did your sins.
Kodi machimo anu.
Press him into the earth.
Kodi anamsendekeza iye pansi.
Did your sins.
Machimo anu kodi.
Give great drops of blood.
Amene anapangisa kuti nakuti akhese thukuta lochuluka munda wa Gethsemane.
Sweating from his face.
Amene anakhese thukuta kwambiri munda wa Gethsemane kupemphera.
Because your sins pressed him deep.
Kwa machimo anu anamsendekeza iye pansi.
When the nails bore through his hand.
Pamene iye adamkhomera misomali mʼmanja mwake.
Was it the hammer?
Kodi hammer ija.
And the blows.
Komanso di misomali ija.
Were they your sins?
Kodi ana komela iye ifanya majimu anu.
Pay attention.
Bembesa na bainda long.
Were they your lies?
Kodi ndi maboza lanu.
Were they your sins?
Kodi majimu anu.
Was that upon him the deceit that of our nature?
Kodi zochimwa zatu zidali pa iye pamene iye ana komela pantanda.
And worst of all, the sins of unbelief. For as long as today, we are yet in unbelief and believe not that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that then we are yet on unbelief.
Then
young people, then the hammer is yet in your hand. And you hammer the nails into his hand. Yes. In all of our hands, maybe the stick that hits him over the head, where a crown of thorns is sitting, and they bore deep into his head. Yes, if yet in unbelief, you have not tasted of the bread of life, then we today are crying out, crucify him,
crucify him.
And therefore, we preach to you today, turn your ways, see the wonder. If you are yet without Christ, without hope, turn, repent, and look upon him. He is the bread of life. Now there's another wonder that happened here. Bread had been broken. They had been satisfied. And they are full. What is the next wonder? If we're not careful, we'll read right over it. What happened? When we read in our text, they did eat,
anaja,
and were filled,
ndipo anakuta,
and they took up of the broken meat,
ndipo atatenga zotsalazo mlijeme makombo kabla lijero,
that was left,
kuzibwe zina tsala,
seven baskets.
Ndakwanaso malijero seven.
You see the new wonder?
Mukuona sona chicho izwa china?
Have you taken notice?
Mukuchiona iki?
Seven loaves,
migare seven,
that were this big,
imene inali ndithu yokwana manjamu,
became seven baskets.
Imene yoyo anthu atadya inazotsala zinakhala malijero seven, kapena kuti makombo pa chijero wa seven.
But they were all full and satisfied.
Koma anthu onse anatakhuta tsopano.
So how is it possible,
koma zikuthika bwanji,
that seven small loaves,
kuti mitanda seven ija,
is fed to 4,000 people,
ikudyesedwa tsono kwa anthu 4,000,
and seven baskets are left.
Nde kukhuta anthu kutsakutsana ndi malijero seven iso.
There's more left than they began with.
Mukuona kunena kuti ayamba ndi zochepa koma zotsala ndizochuluka.
And they were satisfied.
Ndipo anthu acho koma anakhuta.
They could walk home.
Ndipo akupita ndi mphamvu tsono ku nyumba kwawo, nyumba zawo.
This is the wonder of free and sovereign grace. Imene
chocho ndi choziizo tsopano cha chisomo cha ulere chodabwitsa.
The wonder of free and sovereign grace.
Choziizo chimene chikuperekedwa mwa chisomo cha ulere.
Filled them there. But there's 12 baskets.
Till
the end of time.
Seven
baskets. To represent that His grace is sufficient for all ages, for all times, for all people, and also for Malawi. Because if it would have been gone then, then it would be nothing left for us.
But
the grace of God until the day ends, until time ends, there is yet bread in the basket. Take, eat, and be filled. A little while later, Jesus Christ,
Yesu Christu,
He sighed deeply in the spirit. Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, in their high-mindedness, on behalf of the people, asked the Lord Jesus,
Yesu,
when He came to the other side
of the water,
they said, show us a sign. Can you believe it? He had just made 7 loaves into 7 baskets and filled them. And now they're asking for a sign. And now Jesus Christ, He sighs deeply in the spirit. And we need to end with this today. When we leave this building, is Jesus Christ, we said in the beginning of our sermon, His eyes are upon us. He's looking into each one of our hearts. When we walk out of this building
today,
will Jesus Christ have to sigh deep in His spirit? Jesus Christ have to say, I was presented the bread of life. And Jesus Christ says today, all you are hungry and laboring, heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come eat from my body. I will give you life. Believe in Jesus Christ, the living God,
and
you shall be saved. But no one does. And if we must walk out today, and Jesus Christ must sigh deeply in His spirit, for then that says to us also that we have to walk out. And we have to say, show me a sign. The sign has been given. Jesus Christ,
Yesu Kristu,
broken for sinners, for the remission and forgiveness of sins. And He is brought to us today as a Savior, a saving God, a forgiving God.
All
that in this day, that many may that have heard His voice. For the people, they came together for 3 days, but they didn't know who He was. Many of them came for His miracles. But as He preached, and as the wonder of bread was taken, many
Ambiri.
Believed on him.
Anakurubirira iye.
Even though the leaders and rulers.
Ndakale yo atsogolera wa mpingo.
Said show us a sign.
Amafuna kuti makakamiza kuti tolese chizindikiro.
Yet many left.
Koma ambiri achoka anachokukurubirira.
Not only their bellies were full.
Osati kokuta kokhayi ndinkati wankate ujayi.
But their hearts were.
Komaso mitima yao inayokuditsidwa ndi mawa Mulungu.
They seen the living bread.
Ndipo adaona nkati wa moyo.
They ate from the real bread.
Ndipo adadya ndithu nkati wa moyo. Upekedwa ndi Yesu.
And they received the living bread.
Ndipo iwowo analandira ndithu mwa Yesu wa moyo.
By faith alone.
Mwachikhulupiriro basi.
Amen.
Amen.